this on?
This is one big mean simoleon.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling SmackDown Edition. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
It was taped, so most of us knew what was going to happen before we watched. And like any other taped show in wrestling, nothing happened. Nothing. You followed maybe the greatest SmackDown I've ever seen with like maybe the worst SmackDown I've ever seen. It was that Andrew's falling asleep, for those listening at home.
Sorry. Oh, you were talking about SmackDown, and then...
We just thinking about
I was thinking about watching? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep 10 times. A new record for
the
wrestling.
The good news is it was the fastest SmackDown I've ever watched. There's nothing, nothing to see here, folks.
Right.
Nothing to see here.
That's what I get like a little worried about, and like I don't feel motivated to record when... Really, nothing happens.
Yeah.
There's like two things to talk about, and they're kind of quick.
Right.
You know, seriously, like last week we had multiple matches that was like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Yeah.
And then again, it's Reigns Corbin in the main event for nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Nothing.
This is what you do?
Yeah.
This is what you do after one of the best episodes of SmackDown ever. Awesome. So we have to thank four new patrons first.
Oh, nice.
Sam Russell, Pete.
Get right.
Justin Drake and Kenny J.
Not G. J.
Right. Yeah.
The reason I played that is not only is that a Kenny G song, but it'll put you to sleep like an episode of SmackDown.
It sure will.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you want to join them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yep.
You know, we got the Wednesday Night War podcast on there, which was a really good show this week.
God, it was good.
I mean our podcast.
I think our podcast, when it's really good, we have a great show. And when it's really bad, we have a great show. When nothing happens, I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, AEW and NXT were so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fun talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why we started this podcast, because we love to talk about wrestling.
Right.
We've been doing it since, well, 86, I guess, because before then you were around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this is like, it's hard to do awards when, like, there's nothing to choose from.
Right.
So, yeah, let's dive in.
So, SmackDown in the UK starts with King Corbin. He says the NXT raid is all Roman Reigns' fault. He's not the same man he once was, and his testicles have shrunk into tiny marbles.
Yeah.
We're back to that.
We're back to the marbles.
Back to marbles.
Marbles.
By the way, one of our fans, Laura Payton, who lives in the UK, she was there, mm-hmm. and she posted a picture, and the like the LED screens on the stage said Survivor Series a week from Sunday. That's not true.
That's not true.
No. 2 weeks. It's actually 2 weeks from Sunday, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what Corbin said, at least. I don't know.
Corbin said 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So this Sunday...
I looked
Sunday,
it up. It's the 24th.
This Sunday is the 10th.
Yeah, it's the 24th, so 2 weeks from Sunday.
Right before Thanksgiving?
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Corbin... so after this, he says...
Well, it's England. It's like a time change.
Right.
Maybe it is a week from Sunday there. So I don't know how that works.
Is it that crazy?
No.
Are you like Joey from Friends? Doesn't know how that works. So the testicles thing, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I think I know who wrote this.
Yep.
And then after this that I'm about to play, we realize that Vince definitely wrote the show.
Oh boy.
Your bark, it's starting to sound a lot like a little chihuahua. I mean, you don't believe me? Here, take a look. Tell me on.
Come on. I mean, come on. I mean, come on.
People must be afraid of Vince McMahon. Like, afraid of him. You know what I mean?
Sure. Who's going to speak up?
I know I'm the new guy in the room, coming fresh off of the Big Bang Theory head writer. But this is awful.
They fire writers all the time.
This is awful. And let me just say this. Vince, what? Oh, okay. Yep, I'll pack my stuff.
NXT doesn't have writers. Right. AEW doesn't have writers. Look how great their shows are.
And I think WWE has like dozens of writers.
They do.
Dozens. Go on LinkedIn and just put in WWE writer. There's like pages upon pages.
Dana Warrior is on the writing team now.
Nope.
Wow. Yeah.
My body did not react well to that news.
No, good Lord. Oh my God. What the hell did you eat tonight? Jesus.
No, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that came out.
Oh my God.
I thought it stayed in here.
Which end did that come out?
That was a pumpkin Kit Kat, I think.
I wish it was. So yeah, it's like, you know, not only did we have to listen to the stupid dog bark for 30 seconds.
A good 30 seconds.
And then Corbin had to do it.
Right.
What, in case we missed that? In case you didn't hear that, I'm going to do it for you now.
Yeah.
And then he barks.
Right.
And then he says, Roman's not here yet because he's doing a make-a-wish, but I'll beat him tonight. Then he takes out doggy poop bags, like for when you're walking your dog and you have to pick up their shit. Mm. He like, oh, and everyone take out your doggy poo-poo bag, because after I beat Roman, you could scrape up the big dog's excrement and take it home as souvenirs.
Okay. Okay.
So we're back to poo-poo? We're back to poo-poo jokes.
Yep.
I think it was...
Which, by the way, the UK loves...
No.
No.
No, no one reacted.
No one reacted.
Everyone was just like, what the fuck?
It was crickets. Like, wait, hold on. They come twice a year for this?
Right. I remember, what was it, a year ago when Seth Rollins, when Corbin was like running the show, and then Seth Rollins was like, oh, pee-pee humor? Oh, wow. So cutting edge.
Yeah.
They made fun of it a year ago, and now we're back. We're back.
That's good shit.
All the way back. Oh, my goodness.
It's awful.
Corey Graves called this psychological warfare.
Oh, like on Corbin? Like Reigns is somehow getting over on Corbin, making him talk about doggy? Look, he's out there talking about a doggy ankle biter.
I wish that's what it was. He's like, well, Corbin, with the psychological warfare, how's Roman going to overcome this?
Roman's in the back going, do I have to fight this guy like I do?
Yeah.
You sure? Is that a title I can win like right now? What's Shinsuke doing?
I mean, isn't this guy, he's like retarded, right? I don't want to beat up a retarded guy. So next up we have the New Day versus the Revival for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Michael Cole said they earned this match because of like an 8-way tag. He didn't even say they won this 8-way tag. I don't even remember this 8-way tag. But
no, they just kind of looked good.
But again, like...
Good showing.
But again, 2 weeks ago... Rude and Ziggler beat the New Day.
Yes.
And then the New Day get a title match.
If you lose a big match, you get a title shot. Yeah. I think we know that. Royal Rumble.
Right. So Caleb Braxton interviews the New Day backstage before the match. For some reason, Big E thinks Xavier Woods is in jail. I don't know if that was a joke we were supposed to get.
I don't know. I think he just they've been really funny.
Yeah.
Didn't hit home. That's all.
Right.
Just missed it.
Yeah.
Swinging a miss.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the theme of the show, so I don't really blame him.
Maybe it was on the up, up, down, down. I don't know. But then Kofi says, we got to become the 7-time tag team champs. And then Big E says, or we'll never catch up to Charlotte Flair. Which he's done that before, so at least he kind of redeemed himself a little bit there.
Yeah.
Because that's a good joke. Michael Cole said during the match, early in the match, Michael Cole said, the Revival can prove that they are one of the best tag teams of all time if they knock off the New Day here tonight. Let me ask you a question.
Oh,
yeah. Joe?
Yes, sir.
How did the Revival win the tag team titles?
I don't remember.
I bet you can guess.
Hmm.
Who did they beat
to win? Did they beat the New Day?
They did.
That is right. That is
They've
right.
beaten the New Day many times.
Well, if they beat, but Andrew.
But if they win tonight.
In England.
In England, on a taped episode of SmackDown.
Then they'll be the greatest of all time.
Holy shit.
And did they?
No.
No. No. Crumbling. Greatest of all time?
Well, he said one of the best tag teams of all time.
Yeah.
If they win a rant, like a fucking, if they do, are successful in a title defense.
Right.
On SmackDown.
That's it.
Well, that's it, folks.
Put them on Mount Rushmore.
That's it.
Let's slide over the Dudleys and the Hardys and put these guys right in the middle. Great job, fellas. Sucks because they could have been.
Right.
With proper, you know, writing and, you know, coaching. These guys are pretty damn good.
Proper booking.
I mean, they're on the Mount Rushmore of NXT.
For sure.
There's only been six tag teams, I think, since I've been watching. But
right.
But they're on the Mount Rushmore for sure.
Yeah, they're the best tag team. I mean, either them or DIY.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one and two right there.
Sure.
So, yeah, Trouble in Paradise, New Day get the tag titles back.
Yay.
Right. They don't need them.
No.
And now that changes the Survivor Series match. Remember, it was going to be Revival versus War Raiders versus Fish and O'Reilly.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, they got the New Day. Kind of booked that.
Well, no, it's changed now. They've done this every year.
Yeah, someone changed last minute.
Remember, it was going to be Brock and Mahal a couple years ago. Then they made it Brock Styles. Then it was going to be Brock Styles 2. Then it became Brock Daniel Bryan.
You're really bringing in a lot of top stars into these stupid three-way matches, not leaving much for, you know, Survivor Series matches.
Right.
Classic Survivor Series style match. You don't have to say that, right? That's like, imagine the Royal Rumble goes without doing a Royal Rumble for many years. And they go, guess what's back? A classic Royal Rumble style match. Classic. Yeah, no shit. That's why we watch this fucking pay-per-view.
It is funny how they used to not have Survivor Series matches on the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
On the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
Like, it's like, yeah, imagine if they did that. It's the Royal Rumble and there's no Rumble.
No Rumble. And they bring it back and they go, guess what? It's a classic Royal Rumble style match.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yep.
How do they? But they've been doing every year. They've just been doing SmackDown versus Raw.
Right.
Which is dumb, which we've talked about a lot of times before, because there's really nothing at stake. And why would these guys care that much? So how about just do a regular, just do Hogan versus Flair.
Again. I know.
Just do it again.
I know, right? Just, well, they are.
Well, as an elimination.
They kind of are.
They kind of are. All these matches are just like throwing these guys in the ring together again.
Maybe there is hope that Kevin Owens shows up at NXT because I don't think he's going to be even booked for Survivor Series.
Oh, God.
Because he's not on the show. By the way, Raw's already taped. I don't know.
They did it right after SmackDown?
Yeah.
Oh, they wanted to get the fuck out of there, didn't they? No, run it again.
Yeah.
Let's get out.
Well, they probably have a few other European house shows to do.
Did you look at any results?
Not for Raw.
No. I was going to say, go ahead and spoil it.
Well, because then it's like, then I'll have no, like the little bit of like, oh, like, you know, oh, I'm going to check out Raw. Let's see what happens. Like, if I read the results.
You won't watch.
Well, I'll have to watch.
Right,
I'll have like no desire to watch. It's like, fuck. Because you know it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, after poo-poo bags, you know, it's, we're fucked. So New Day got the tag titles again. Yeah. Backstage, Roman Reigns arrives to the arena and Shorty G walks up and there's music and commentary so we don't see, but Shorty G's like, hey, Corbin, Shorty G's pointing as if like, where's he pointing? They're backstage.
On that stage over there, on that mat,
yeah.
And then that ring, Corbin said things there.
Corbin, hey Roman, Corbin!
like a five-year-old.
He's a baby face. And he's again, they booked their baby faces horrible, like, obviously. But, like, your baby face is a fucking snitch. And it's like, and Reigns, they should have had the dialogue. Like, you be Shorty G, I'll be Roman.
Roman.
Hey,
Roman.
What's up, Shorty?
Corbin.
Yeah?
Corbin.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me.
Well, you're going to fight him, right?
Go fuck yourself.
I just did, but I'll do it again.
Why are you wearing basketball shorts? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because I'm Shorty G.
Yo, what? Oh, they fucking suck at booking baby faces.
Because I'm the shortest one on the roster. Nope.
Nope.
Second shortest. Nope. One of the shortest. Not really.
Well, he was on Team Hogan. He's standing next to Ali, and they're the same height.
Same height. Shorty Ali G.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Seriously. Next up, we have a Pizza Hut commercial.
Yep.
Starring Heavy Machinery and Carmella.
Sure.
Tucker and Otis are arm wrestling over who gets the last piece of the new stuffed Cheez-It pizza. Blech. It's not, it doesn't even look like pizza. It looks like a giant Cheez-It.
Nobody could want this.
Poison.
What's your favorite cracker? Or chip?
I mean, I like Cheez-Its by themselves.
Okay. You want to see them in a pizza?
No.
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 It was like when they did the Dorito Los Taco. Like, it wasn't any better. It did not make a Taco Bell taco any better.
No. It was already great.
No. Oh, my God.
Pizza Hut, it is what it is. Your fast food pizza. Just own that. Stop creating the pizzone. It's like a pizza, but a calzone. No, that's already a calzone. That's already a calzone.
The only, only fast food place that does a good job of this, like national, because obviously we have Whataburger and they do specials every month, and they're usually good because Whataburger is good. But like national fast food, Sonic. Mm. Sonic does good, like when they introduce something new, they're like, oh, look, it's a new custard. And it's like, oh, fuck, that's good. And like they have like Oreo, like they'll introduce something new every month, and it's like, it's always good, but.
That's because there's always Oreo in it.
Cheez-It pizza, right?
Oreo cheesecake pumpkin. All right, fuck it. I'll try it. I'll get through it.
Yeah. So they're arm wrestling over who gets the last Cheez-It, and then Carmella walks up and takes the last piece, and Otis cries.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And they kick her ass.
They should have.
This was 99.
Backstage, Sami Zayn tells Daniel Bryan, if you would have accepted my offer, you'd be the NXT champion right now. Sami tells Daniel, go talk to Nakamura and Cesaro and see what I've done for them. I have another question.
What did he do
for Cesaro?
Wasn't he already champion when he joined?
Was he? Yeah, he was.
He was already champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what has Cesaro done?
Huh? He said, I got Cesaro a main event match a couple weeks ago. Where?
Oh, Saudi Mania.
That was not a main event.
Every match is a main event. I think we know this.
He got him the Mansoor match that he lost?
Right.
I mean, it's the best match of Saudi Mania. But wait, where was that in the storyline? Where was it in the storyline that Sami Zayn got him this match?
Where is it in the storyline that he's his manager now?
Right. All of a sudden, Cesaro's with them.
I mean, I guess that's part of the joke. Look what I've done for them. Like, guys like him think they're doing so much for these guys that they're really not.
Okay, I guess
still,
that.
Like,
but
give us something.
But the Cesaro thing, out of nowhere.
This is, like, in 3 weeks, the conversation that should have been had.
Right.
After Cesaro's, like, you know, U.S. champ or...
You can't You can't do one backstage segment. This is Vince 100% going, oh, tag match, Nakamura, a summon throw out a name. Cesaro, give him Cesaro tag team match.
Tag team.
Why? I'm a genius.
Have Sammy say that he put it all together.
Yeah,
we'll let Sammy take it.
So he tells Daniel Nakamura and Cesaro have a tag team match tonight. So why don't you go watch what they can do with my help? So we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Next up, Heavy Machinery comes out for a match.
Yeah,
they're full after all the cheese.
Who are they fighting?
Pizza. We don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
Because they're attacked.
And we'll never know.
No, we'll never know. Because they're immediately attacked by Imperium from NXT UK. And it only lasted 10 seconds because then a bunch of random baby faces run out. And it's all like jobbers again. Random jobbers run out for the save and Imperium retreats. Such a lame attempt. Such a lame attempt. Like, for people that have never seen the Imperium before and they saw this, they're like, oh. What a bunch of fucking losers.
Yeah.
Like, who's that big guy? Why is this huge motherfucker running away from Apollo Crews? And, like, what sells you on Imperium is their awesome entrance. They have such a fucking great entrance.
Heavy Machinery could have just been in the ring.
Yeah.
Waiting. And then hit their music. And you would have had one of the loudest pops of all time.
Yeah.
Because they're so over
right.
in the UK.
Of course. The crowd was like, what's going on? Because yeah. like, yeah.
There was like a gradual kind of like, oh, yay. Yeah. And then I think fans that were there were like, oh, they're doing Imperium. Wait, why didn't they hit their music?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And why are they?
Fuck this.
Oh, and they're gone. And they're gone.
And they're gone.
10 seconds. Buh, 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 buh. Oh, fuck. Run.
Is Walter still the UK champion?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
They haven't had another takeover. Or
well, they haven't. Yeah, nothing.
And he fought. Announced. He recently fought Kushida.
Why would anyone ever be champion over him?
Right. If Pete
he
Dunne,
should hold it forever.
Pete Dunne had it for over 2 years. Right. He'll probably have it for now.
He should. Walter's amazing.
But what a lame attempt to do. Like that's all you do with them.
Fail.
That's all you do with them.
Fail.
Next up, we have Kaitlyn Braxton interviewing Bayley and Sasha backstage. She asked them about Shayna's attack last week, and they say they built the women's division. And then Bayley hints at her and Sasha showing up at NXT. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Nakamura and Cesaro versus Shorty Ali G.
Yep, a good job.
With Daniel Bryan watching from the ramp. Mm-hmm. There's a nice spot when Shorty G gave Nakamura a belly-to-belly suplex over the top rope. And then in the end, Sami Zayn caused a distraction, and Nakamura hit the Kinshasa on Ali for the win.
Yeah.
After the match,
look
Sami...
Look at all he's doing for them.
I know.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because they couldn't have won this pointless tag team match without Sami.
Right.
What's the goal? To get a tag title shot? Like Nakamura's the IC champ.
Yeah.
A random tag team match that means nothing.
Right.
Pretty much all these matches tonight were for nothing.
Cesaro, you got to get on the other side of this because you have to pin a champion in a tag team match to get a title shot.
Yeah.
But he can't do that.
He can't.
No.
So Sami invites Daniel to the ring, but Daniel walks to the back. Later backstage, they're in a room, and Sami tells Daniel, I know you want to join us. You know, fuck the yes movement. So just say what you want to say. But then the lights go out. The Fiend appears behind Daniel. Sami runs out of the room, and then the Fiend gives Daniel the mandible claw.
Oh, so this is his new feud. Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan. Anything in the top will work.
Okay. Well, they feuded in 2014.
I get it. Like, hey, Daniel, you lost to a minor leaguer, but you had a really good match.
Right.
And because you had a really good loss, we're going to give you a title shot, mm-hmm. a main title shot.
Well, it's like... No. You know, they feuded in 2014. They had some great moments together in that feud, especially when he joined them for like a couple weeks. And then remember,
I think it was an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an hour. He joined them for an hour.
but when he turned on them and then they, you know, he sat in the cage of the yes thing, like that was a great moment.
Yeah.
But like, and Daniel Bryan's one of the best workers, but if you just do another Fiend match with the red lights, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Do the yes kick?
I mean,
like 20 times?
Well, the
yes
Fiend,
kick! Yes kick! Yes kick!
Will the Fiend even fall over if he does his Daniel Bryan running knee?
Right.
No.
Yeah. No.
He'll do over under right now for that match. 32.
Running knees?
Running knees. Yeah. Kick out. Kick out.
Yeah, over. Yeah.
Kick out.
So I don't know. It's like you can't even get excited for any Fiend match if they're just going to do the red light bullshit every time.
Yeah.
So hopefully they don't, but
and
I guess...
you can't murder him, so...
Right.
You can't beat him.
I guess that's the Survivor Series match there. Fiend, no. Daniel Bryan. I mean, what would get you excited? If it's all the red light shit, then it's going to be a red light match. Red light. I don't know. Next up, we have Sasha Banks versus Nikki Cross with Bayley on commentary. Sasha came out to her original music at first, but then it slowed down. And it ended up, like, the music was a little different, but it was the version of that Snoop Dogg performed during her WrestleMania 32 entrance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You recognized it, or?
Yes. Hmm. I recognized the lyrics.
Yeah.
So, all right, I guess she's doing that now.
Yeah.
Bayley's on commentary. She's not used to being a heel. So at one point, Cole interrupted her, and then Cole was like, oh, sorry about that, Bayley. And then Bayley just went, no worries. Instead of going, you just interrupted the SmackDown Women's Champion, you bitch.
You little dicked bitch.
and then slaps Cole across his fucking face.
And then slapped her dick on his face.
But really, she should have just been like, you know, you don't interrupt me, you fucking idiot.
Right.
Nikki ended up just randomly attacking Bailey, but Bailey got some revenge as the ref was distracted by Sasha. In the end, Sasha made Nikki tap to the bank statement. That's all Nikki does. She taps.
Taps.
Bailey attacks Nikki after the match, but then Shayna Baszler comes out again, attacks Bailey. For some reason, Sasha was walking up the ramp during this. Like, yeah. Why would she leave without Bailey?
Right.
And then Shayna, like, did one move to Bailey and then ran away when Sasha came back.
Right.
Why is she afraid of Sasha?
And especially with Bailey passed out.
Yeah.
Come on, Sasha. Let's fucking go.
Why are you afraid of Sasha?
Yeah.
Last week, Shayna beat up both of them.
Right.
This week, she's afraid.
Maybe she was just tired or done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Trying to kick the champ's ass. I'm leaving. Got a plane to
catch. Making all the NXT stars look like pussies now.
Yeah. Well, that's because Vince is running this one.
Punch, punch, run away. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Triple H would have had Shayna beat up a line of SmackDown women.
Right. Yeah.
One of the other.
So next up, we have a Tyson Fury in-ring promo.
Oh, this is great.
He's still here? Yeah. He's still here.
Well, they're in England.
Yeah, I know.
So come on.
He actually got a big pop. I don't know. Did Mike Tyson get that reaction?
I don't know.
When he came out? He probably did because that was the Attitude Era. It was all college kids.
Yeah.
But Tyson Fury, he's in the ring by himself talking with the microphone, like by himself. And he says, I have some unfinished business with someone, and Braun Strowman comes out. This is so bad. Braun gets in the ring and says, he gets right up to his face. He's like, you wanted me. Here I am. It's like, what are you going to make out?
Yeah, hit him. What are you
doing? So Fury thanks Braun for the match, and they shake hands. And then Tyson says, if we ever fight again, I think we should be a tag team together. And Braun literally does. He's like doing an impression of Hulk Hogan. Like when Macho Man like offers the handshake and Braun's looking at the, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, how about that?
I'm so excited.
I mean, when Macho and Hogan were cartoon characters in the 80s,
yeah,
it worked perfectly.
Right.
But now not. No, this doesn't work.
Well, they also didn't call Hulk Hogan a monster.
No, correct.
Monsters don't do this.
Yeah.
So Braun's like, that excites me, Fury. But there aren't two dudes in the back stupid enough to fight us unless they're trying to get all four of these hands.
Huh?
And everyone's like, So then the B team comes out.
Sure. They are the stupid ones.
And Curtis Axel says, we're stupid enough to fight you. Which.
That's kind of a funny line.
It was very funny. And Bo Dallas is like, no, don't say that.
Right.
And then Bo Dallas says, the B&B team stands for fearless, which is not a funny joke. That's just stupid humor.
Very dumb.
So Braun runs over the B team. Tyson knocks out Bo. And then Braun gives Axel a power slam. And then Braun and Tyson Fury, I think 69 in the ring. Just fucking 69 right there. My yeah. God. He knocked your fucking block off.
So they're going to be champs?
Yeah.
In a week. They beat the New Day.
And then Nicholas is like, what? Braun, what the fuck?
I'm finally 15, like you said.
Fuck you, I have hair on my armpits.
I dropped out of school for this.
Yeah. I think he's in seventh grade now. Anyways, yeah. Next up we have Mandy and Sonya versus Carmella and Dana Brooke.
Oh, thank God.
What? You had to take a big shit?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I could take a big shit.
Yep.
Carmella and Dana Brooke, again, have never tagged together. Just throw a couple people together.
Yeah.
Winners get added to the SmackDown Women's Survivor Series team. So either way, you know that team's losing.
Wait, there's a what? There's a SmackDown Women's Survivor Series team.
Yeah.
And two of these, the
yeah.
winner?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, SmackDown's losing.
They're gone. They're gone.
Seriously, yeah. I mean, I guess Sasha will probably be on it. But whatever.
Anyway, so Mandy and Sonya move on. What's next?
Actually, Dana Brooke hits Sonya with a Swanton bomb off the top rope for the win.
Come again?
Yeah.
Dana Brooke.
Yep.
No, like
not even
Diana Brooks.
Not even Carmella.
I was still shitting at this point. Diana Brooks, you mean, like a new wrestler.
No.
Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke.
Is on the SmackDown team.
Yep.
All right. Is this the sheet here? Okay. First eliminated. Dana Brooke. There's 2 points.
Easiest 2 points.
Lock of the century, Joe. Who's winning? I don't know about that, Andrew, but I know Dana Brooke will be eliminated first in that match. Can I put that?
I'd like to just write that.
You're like, that's not allowed. No, it's too easy.
Yeah. So for the main event, we have Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin. Just, fuck me. No reaction for Roman when he came out.
No, not
boos, not cheers, nothing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler come out to attack Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh.
But.
Why though?
You know, because they're bad guys and he's a good guy.
Are they friends with Corbin?
I mean, honestly, if you and I were just hanging out backstage, wouldn't we just go beat the shit out of Reigns for no reason?
Well, if they're not going to book us, sure, I guess.
Right.
So they get their asses kicked by Roman.
Of course.
Even Michael Cole said, why though? Like, Corey was like, oh, here comes Ziggler and Roode. And Cole's like, why?
Yeah.
What?
They're forming a Survivor Series team. They're kind of forming one.
Mm-hmm.
They're forming one.
Yeah.
So
it's a great team, brother. Yeah. So later, Corbin tosses Roman out of the ring, and Roode and Ziggler kick him a few times. And then in the end, they get involved. Reigns gives Roode a Superman punch, and Ziggler gets a spear. And then Corbin hits End of Days on Roman for the win.
He hits what?
End of Days.
Yeah, look at that, a win.
When he hit the End of Days, I was like, wait, no one kicks out of that. Is Roman going to kick out of that? And then he didn't.
Well, but I mean, sure, he will.
Yeah.
The next time they fight, he right. will.
Yeah.
I mean, he will.
Sure.
Yeah.
The show ends with Corbin celebrating on the stage.
Good job, Corbin. Well done. Well done. Yeah. Whatever. He beat Roman Reigns.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's one of three people in the last 6 years to beat Roman Reigns on SmackDown.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Fuck. Let's do some awards.
All right.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Bailey.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had Shorty G.
Oh, sure. Basketball G.
Best dressed?
Sasha Banks.
There's no one else. If you said, okay, you can't pick Sasha, I guess Mandy. But like, really, there's like...
I probably said like Bobby Roode's beard looked good. You know, something like that.
It's a good fade.
You know, Cesaro has pants now. I'll take that. Whatever. That's what I would do.
What is Cesaro doing? I don't get that gimmick at all. I'm going to wrestle in pants and sneakers. I don't get it. Okay.
Don't look at me.
He's trying to look different.
Don't look at me.
Worst acting.
Oh, man. Baron Corbin.
Corbin!
And it's not his fault. I really feel
it's
like...
It's really not.
I feel like he was getting better than they...
He was!
They give him, hey, here's a pile of dog shit.
Yeah.
Literally. If you can just read this on stage. He's like, oh, man.
Like, could The Rock get that over? Could The Rock get that over? Now The Rock wants you to take out your doggy poo-poo bags and pick up the big dog's excrement. And take it home as a souvenir.
No. Nope.
That's probably how we would do it.
Nope. Yeah, probably. Pretty close.
And we'd be like, what?
What did you do?
Poo-poo
pee-pee? All right.
Yeah, Corbin wins a lot of awards, at least for me. Yeah. Best acting?
Who'd you have?
Sammy. I mean, who else talked?
Yeah. I thought Nikki Cross kind of was good for a minute. It'll go Sammy.
All right.
Yeah.
Worst comment, I had Corbin barking.
Yeah, I had the tiny marbles, you know, the whole thing.
So far, I have three. Corbin has won 3 awards so far for all worst things.
Yep.
Best comment, I think that was easy, Curtis Axel.
We're stupid enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Reigns Corbin.
Okay, that was my slow-mo. Mm. So that's 4 for Corbin. My worst match was Dana and Carmella versus Mandy Sonia.
I flipped those. Yeah.
Best match?
I guess the New Day.
Yeah.
Versus the Revival.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Worst move?
The Imperium running in and just starting punching and kicking and not hitting their music. That was a bad move, WWE. Bad move.
Yeah. So Dana's Swanton Bomb, she didn't even touch. I don't even remember who she did it to. Sonia, I think.
Sure.
She didn't even touch Sonia. She just did a front flip and landed on her ass. in front of Sonya, yeah. and then pinned her.
Poor Sonya. She's like, God damn it.
I know.
Do it again. Do it again. Right of time.
Yeah. Best move? I had the belly to belly. Jesus Christ. They ruined that. The belly to belly that Shorty G gave Nakamura.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Sure. Over the rope.
Yeah, over the rope. That was good.
Worst moments.
Corbin poop.
Corbin poop.
That's what I wrote.
That's five. Five. Worst.
Is it really?
For me. Worst moment. Corbin's promo. Super slow-mo. Corbin. Worst comment. Corbin. Worst acting. Corbin. One, two, three, four. Oh, four?
Four, I guess. Yeah. You'd have him for best, worst dress.
Right, no. Okay. Four.
Four.
That's got to be a record.
Four in a row. Corbin. Corbin.
Best moment?
Pass. I don't know.
If I had to pick one, I guess The Fiend.
I guess, yeah.
You know? But, you know.
Because they just, I can't do Imperium. They just screwed it up too much.
No.
Can't do it.
Can't do Fiend. It. Can't do it.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Oh,
that was like
man.
My first impression. Dana Carvey's George Bush Sr.
Right.
Wouldn't be prudent in this juncture.
Was Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey doing George
right,
Bush.
Yeah.
I did it for like a school project and like everyone loved it.
Right. So SmackDown. Who had the better show this week?
Between
AEW and
you're gonna say Raw or SmackDown? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
probably Raw. Just
I don't even remember what even happened on Raw.
Ugh.
I like forget already. Yeah. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
All right. Breaking news: in an interview with Hannibal TV, Savio Vega claimed that WWE has once again reached out to Carlito for a return.
Why would Savio Vega know this?
I guess he's friends with him.
And why do they keep chasing Carlito? And more importantly, why does Carlito accept? The fuck is
well,
he doing?
Well, he should now when there's so much money on the table.
What is he doing?
Well, he was on the latest episode of The Goldbergs along with Hulk Hogan.
He was with Hogan?
Well, he's on the episode. I didn't see the episode. Yeah. It was apparently all... The episode was like a WrestleMania episode, apparently. Like, it was all about WrestleMania. But the show's set in the 80s.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan's on. So I saw a small clip, and he looks 66 years old.
Of course he does. They're not going to superimpose a sitcom.
He's supposed to be... It's supposed to be the 80s. And Hogan's 66.
That's so dumb. That's really dumb.
It is. But yeah, apparently Carlito was on that episode. Jeff Hardy's court appearance for his...
When my hips come crashing down and they hurt inside.
I guess that's what he was singing about.
He's got like triple hip surgery, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he can't have another match. He can't do a leg drop.
Right.
He can't do it or else he's fucking paralyzed.
Talk about the shatter machine. He'll shatter his pants.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy's court appearance for his DWI that he had in October has been set for December 5th. So... I guess we'll look out for that.
Yeah, sure.
Is that on pay-per-view?
Yeah.
And then Cain Velasquez is no longer
going to be WWE.
Oh, God, I wish. That would have been the headline.
Damn.
Breaking news. No, he was originally scheduled to tag with Rey Mysterio at a house show in Mexico City on November 30th, but he's no longer doing that. He's still scheduled to appear, but he's not wrestling, so...
He's injured.
He's fucking hurt.
His knees messed up.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Did we ever talk about that? Did we ever talk about how, because we did the recap so quick, but apparently like it was supposed to be a longer match in Saudi, but his knee was so bad that they had to cut it short at the last minute.
Yeah, because they're originally like saying maybe this match doesn't happen until WrestleMania because he has to have knee surgery or, you know. So I guess we're not going to see him for a while.
Yep.
Him and Ray will probably... like win the tag titles when he comes back or some bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So, according to Dave Meltzer, and again, this one's very iffy because Meltzer was also the one saying Seth Rollins had that big speech.
And Seth is like, go fuck yourself, Dave.
And then Seth's like, no. And then Meltzer wrote a retraction. But according to Meltzer, this is what actually happened. Vince held a talent meeting before Raw and offered all the talent to, like, say their piece about what happened in Saudi Arabia.
That's dumb.
Well, it's just like, okay, let's, you know, clear the
clear
air.
Clear the air.
Meltzer said Orton said something funny to try to break the tension. And then Vince said, anybody else want to kiss my ass? This can't be real.
And then 17 hands went up.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Also, he said Triple H called out Carl Anderson for his tweets about never wanting to go back. But a few people tweeted that, so.
Yeah. But, you know, the lowest guy on the card gets in trouble. Triple H knows that very well.
Right. So, yeah, just fucking what the fuck is that about? Crazy shit. PW Insider is reporting that Alexa Bliss, she's still injured. She has a shoulder injury, and she'll be evaluated in a few weeks to see if she can be cleared for action.
I heard a lot.
It's weird that they don't even mention her. Like, why don't they just say she's hurt?
Right.
Because Nikki comes out, and it's like, okay. You know, they were even, they were drafted separately, but then they were like, oh, I get to stay with my tag partner. Yay. Mm-hmm. At least say she's hurt. I don't understand why they're hiding it. Yep. Unless it's like another concussion.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Awful.
That's awful. All I got for rumors, so I guess we'll get to some fan questions. Kelsey Gloyd. Hey, it's my birthday tomorrow. To keep the trend going, can Mankind wish me a happy birthday? One of my highlights of Mania this year was seeing you guys there after searching the parking lot. Thanks for all the work and the laughs you put in.
Putting a lot of hard laughs around here.
Yeah, Mankind. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Guilty!
That's it. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
And then
it should be fun for me, but not so enjoyable.
Don't go there. What should he have that day? Mankind.
Happy birthday.
Have a nice day.
Happy birthday. Body can't. Bit off topic, but what do you guys think of the new Star Wars trailer that dropped a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we hate it. I mean, we just think it's ridiculous.
I'm not interested.
Who's the Emperor and why and who and how? And she's evil, but she's not. Is that a premonition? Is this whole thing stupid? Is Luke here? Is Luke not? It's just
is
too
Luke
much.
Her father? Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I know you'll see it. I'm not going to see it. I'll just ask you what happened because I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I refuse.
Fair enough.
I'll just be like, "Why? How is the Emperor still alive?" And you're going to be like, "Yeah, some bullshit." I'm like, "All right."
It's some bullshit. They're all ghosts.
And then Kylo Ren turned
baby. The greatest ghost fight in the history of ghost fights.
And then Kylo Ren became good at the end and sacrificed himself. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, right.
Good idea. Fresh. So fresh.
Fresh as and fresh.
Semi-dried chicken, have you guys been playing 2K20 at all? No.
No,
I will not play that. No. Probably could have got it for free since their PS4 was giving out refunds, but it's unplayable. They're like, a patch, a software patch coming out soon. It's like, yeah, okay.
You could stick it.
Yeah. Kevin Brown, who do you think Heavy Machinery was going to wrestle before they were attacked? The Polo Boys?
Didn't really... The Harvard Boys.
The Harvard Boys, yeah. Terry Melton, what do you guys think about doing a podcast in character as Stone Cold Ric Flair and maybe Foley giving hilarious commentary of one of their biggest matches?
Well, I just got my voice back.
Right.
So that'd be very hard to do.
Yeah, if I do Stone Cold for an hour, I'll lose my voice.
Plus, I think impressions are good because they come in small packages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up we got The New Day. Yeah. Versus the Revival for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Is that Super Bowl Radio Row thing out there for people to find? Where you do the Stone Cold interview? Because that's Andrew doing it for a good 5-6 minutes.
Right.
And just the ending is great.
I don't know if it would be on Sports Radio 610, but you have to go back.
Well, a lot of people talk about
4
the business.
Years.
The business.
Yeah. Right.
They kept saying the business, and it sounded
real.
Well,
when you're in the business, you gotta
it was so
you gotta, you know, you gotta pay your dues and pay respects to all the great performers and wrestlers that came before you?
Not until the end did you give it away.
No, we didn't give it away.
No, because you kind of was like, you kind of said, what was your last line?
We never gave it away.
You're like, I'll kick his ass. Or,
well, yeah, like we started to get like a little into it. And then like they were like, all right, thanks, Stone Cold. And then I walked away from the mic and I was like, I can't believe you booked me on a stupid show.
Yeah, I think, if you weren't sure, that probably did it.
People were calling in saying, oh my God, I love Stone Cold.
Pissed off Stone Cold.
Like, they, like a lot of people still believed it.
Oh my God.
Even after that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. Krell Johnson, push fire Barry, next season Jets head coach.
Oh, wait, did they give us choices?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, can I make up my own choices?
Adam Gase, Todd Bowles, Rex Ryan.
Push Rex Ryan. Murder Todd Bowles, murder Adam Gase. Is that the choices? I don't know. I mean,
you're on fire.
Gase is the worst. He's fired.
Yeah.
Of Barry Bowles.
Right. Of course.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I want the Niners defensive coordinator. He's awesome.
Another defensive guy? Sure.
We just had the shittiest offensive guy. I don't think it matters. Just get a good coordinator and you're fine.
Yeah.
Claudio, who would you choose for an all deceased Survivor Series 5-on-5 match?
Just go to our all time draft for that. Take the first five of mine against the first five of Andrews.
Randy Savage, obviously, Roddy Piper, you know.
Sure. I mean, Andre.
Who else is dead?
There's so many dead people.
All the best dead people. Eddie Guerrero.
I still think like one of my favorite Survivor Series leading up to moments was when Dusty Rhodes went in the ring against the guys he was fighting. And he goes, did you put together a team? Maybe DiBiase.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I did. And he waves. No, it was Tito Santana who had to put together a team. So he like just went to the back and waved. And like Brutus the Barber came out.
Yeah.
And then Coco Beware came out. And then his last one. And I'm like, who's your last guy? And then he waves. And he goes, American. And then, like, he comes out. It was just a magical moment, just like him putting together his team
right.
for me as a kid.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Dusty.
Tobin, Bebe. Why is the Wednesday Night War podcast not called the Wednesday Night War Games podcast?
Done.
Next. he says, I also think a best heel bracket would be awesome. Best heel of all time.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. It's a tough one. You have your final four, though.
Okay. And they are.
You want to ruin this right now?
No, because I'll have a different opinion.
I mean, it's going to be hard to beat Ric Flair. He was a heel pretty much.
Yeah, but he's so. But everyone loved him. Is that really the best heel?
Well, then you would have to judge how you want to do it. Is it a heel that you love? Or is it a heel that you love to hate? If it's a heel you love to hate, then Macho Man's probably going to be the best heel. He's the best heel you love to hate, He's the best heel you just loved.
Okay.
Stone Cold? I mean, he was a monster heel.
No one wanted him as a heel.
You can't say anyone that's ever been a face?
No, of course you can.
The Rock? The Rock was...
Rock's a great heel,
one of the greatest heels.
Of course, he'd be on there. Yeah, Stone Cold wasn't because no one wanted it. Like, no one... You know?
Yeah, but he was a great heel, like, when he led up to that WrestleMania match with Hart.
Before the first... Yeah. I'm talking about the last one. But, yeah, before he was a great heel.
Yeah.
All right?
Hollywood Hulk Hogan?
Okay.
I mean, he led the whole NWO movement.
All right, well, let's do this. All
Triple
right, first
H.
round. Triple H, obviously.
Triple H is a monster heel.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, these are all good. Okay, so maybe you have enough for a bracket.
He could win.
He could win.
Because, like, that's the hottest feud of all time.
It was me, Austin. Put camera on Stephanie. What? You're a monster.
I was raped by all of his minions.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince McMahon, that's like the hottest feud ever, Stone Cold and Vince. Mm. All right, Velveteen Drew, can Triple H please save the Revival and get
Kevin
them?
Owens, Chris Jericho.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Jericho. Yeah, see, this is going to be fun.
Right now, Jericho.
My God.
Maybe the greatest deal of all time.
I know.
Fuck, the goat talk for him just gets bigger and bigger every time I see him.
Yeah, I know.
Is he on the mountain yet?
Four?
Who's he pushing off?
I mean, he's top five for sure.
Who's he pushing off the mountain?
Hogan.
Maybe.
Well, it's...
I'm not pushing The Rock off that mountain.
It's Austin Rock.
I'm not pushing Stone... I'm not pushing Ric Flair off that mountain.
Austin Rock, Flair.
Hogan.
Yeah.
Jericho would have to take off Hogan, probably. Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Velveteen Drew, can Triple H save the Revival, get them back to NXT? Vince clearly hates them.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Of course.
Please.
Yeah, sure. Please.
Dashing Dan, most underrated British heel in their prime, McIntyre's first run, Wade Barrett, or William Regal?
Man, I don't think Regal.
I think Regal.
Really?
Yeah.
Heel in his day? Best heel?
Underrated, most underrated British heel. Comparing, it's just these three. Barrett lost every fucking match.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault, though.
But still.
He was a good heel, though. Running the Nexus?
It flopped. I don't know. Like, yeah, you ended up flopping. Yeah,
Regal
it
was never, Regal lost all the time. His only little win was King of the Ring that one year. Everyone was like, why the fuck did they give it to him?
He was like European champion all the time.
Yeah, because he's the only European guy on the roster.
Yeah, like now you're like, wow, I didn't appreciate Regal as much as I should have.
Maybe.
He's so great.
Maybe.
Dan, in middle school, I pedigreed a kid and broke his glasses. You guys have any similar stories?
Are you fucking kidding me? Our middle brother pile drove Andrew.
Well, yeah.
On the tile.
Yeah. Still hurts. Yeah. Right, it's right here. Every time I touch that hand, I try to talk right. But now that, yeah.
No, we have plenty of those stories.
No, in middle school, this one kid, this was at the height of the Attitude Era, this one kid told me wrestling's fake, so I put him in the sharpshooter until he cried.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
So that was awesome. And what year of high school was this for you?
No, middle school.
Oh, so you were tiny.
Yeah.
Was he tinier?
No.
Oh.
He just let me do it. I was like, can I show you a wrestling move?
Right. Yeah.
It was funny because I, when I was working as a bank teller at Chase, he came in one day. And like, we didn't have any, like, he wasn't a bully to me or anything. He was just like, wrestling sucks. And I did that. But it was just kind of weird. It was like, oh, hey, man, I remember you. And I was like, yeah, I put you in the sharpshooter. It's kind of funny. Like, it's like.
Really? Like, did you even say that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was going to say. No. It's like, hey.
Because he wasn't
in the sharpshooter made you cry.
Because he wasn't a bad guy. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, so yeah. I didn't want to be a dick.
Right.
Jay Benjamin, are the tag titles the default thing to do after losing the WWE title? First, Daniel Bryan, now Kofi.
Sure.
I guess so.
Sure.
And then this is the tough one. Maybe the hardest push fire Barry of all time.
All right. Really? Wow.
Tyson Fury, the Demon Cain Velasquez.
Oh, my God.
And who's the last one? The last one is...
No.
Bobby Lashley.
Always fire Lashley. Always. Yeah, I'm going to push Fury in this one. Barry Kane. All right, what else would you do there?
I guess, sure.
Fire
it
Lashley.
Doesn't really matter.
Out of those three, who would you pick two to like be on the show still?
Yeah, I guess Tyson, just because he can talk.
Right. I think he's the clear winner for sure.
That
then becomes Velasquez or
the other two
Lashley.
Can't.
I just hate
can't talk.
Lashley's personality so much.
Yeah.
Can't really wrestle. I bet Velasquez could become a better wrestler.
Sure.
Anyway.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yes.
And we got full gear. So if you're on Patreon, then you get the AEW full gear recap coming this weekend. Mm. There you go.
Boom.
Le Champion. Will he retain or not? Probably. We'll find out, though.
Yes. We said yes. Kind of.
Strongest and best look.
He's just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.